When someone tells you a change would do you good, do you embrace the idea and get excited about change, or do you cringe, dig your heels in the sand, and get pulled into it kicking and screaming? Yep, I sometimes do too. It depends on what the change is. Like the studio here, we decided to change it up a bit. We've had the same set for over a couple years now, and we felt like it was time to freshen things up. Now, you may change your furniture and decor as often as the seasons change, but for me, I get comfortable with the way things are. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So even though I was excited about something new, I began to worry that I wouldn't like it. Have you felt that way before? I really did like the way things were, and so letting go and the change began to feel a little risky. It can be that way in so many areas of our life, way beyond furniture, decor, and paint color. You would think letting go of pain, hurts, and past losses would be easy, because healing, new beginnings, and restoration is on the other side. But what happens is we get comfortable. The journey to health seems way too risky. A sweet friend of mine shared these words in a blog: "God can't redeem what you will not release." That hit home to me big time. I could hold on to bitterness, but as long as I do, God can't redeem the hurt that caused it. I could hold on to unforgiveness, but as long as I do, I'm actually the one to suffer. I could white knuckle hold on to any fear, struggle, loss, any injustice or pain, any addiction or brokenness in my life, and as long as I do, God can't redeem it. Why? Because my not releasing it, I'm not trusting Him with it. Joel 2:25. "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you." For ancient farmers, swarms of locusts meant destruction and unbearable loss. The prophet Joel had the task of communicating to Israel both God's judgment through this locust-eating loss, as well as His promise of restoration. That's the beauty of God. He makes a way to restore. And not only can He redeem and restore what happened last week or even this morning, but He wants to restore the things you can't let go of. The abuse and loss from years ago, those robbed memories, the harvest and blessings that should have been. Only God can reach back that far into your past and restore what was lost, what was stolen, and what was destroyed. But you must take the first step and make the decision to want to see change. By choosing to trust, letting go of what was, what has been, and believing God can make something new out of all the broken pieces, you immediately step into the new. It might feel risky. It may be a journey, but oh, it's so worth it. In Christ, the old is gone, the new has come, and what was lost, He will restore. That's the truth. Trust Jesus with the changes you need to make. Let go and watch how God works through it all. I'm Lori Klein.